producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Norma and Sandy and Donald, who are letting go of their inhibitions and listening carefully to the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer's off. I think she's, Friday? Is that when she's back?
She'll be back on Friday, yeah.
Friday. So in the meantime, Roberta's here and Ken is here and Richie is here and Doug is here with today's motivational thought about gratitude. You know that gratitude really unlocks the fullness of your life. I certainly have found that out. I think made reference. I've said this a lot lately since I saw that priest do the TED presentation. Basically, the theme of his 14-minute talk was gratitude's responsible for happiness, not the other way around. Happiness doesn't. You can be thankful that you're happy, but gratitude really is what opens the door. It turns what we have into more. It's just, if you understand what you have in your life, if you are thankful for the things and you're clear about whether it's what you eat. How many people say grace? Every once in a while we'll give thanks before we eat, or we'll give thanks before going to bed, or, I oftentimes am thinking when I'm on the tractor out on the farm, how thankful I am to be able to be there. Look up at the beautiful blue sky and all of the greenery around and the tree. It's easy for me to go there. I don't know that I always thought about it that way. I certainly do now. I don't know that I always did.
Well, but stopping and being in the moment and seeing the beauty around you, even if you're, doing mundane things on a tractor.
Yeah.
And they've also found, Doug, that gratitude unleashes certain hormones that are wonderful for your heart health, wonderful for your brain health. It's healthy for your body to have gratitude.
Okay, so we go from motivation to thought for the day, and there are a couple of different bits and pieces that I like to put together here, but it's all to stimulate you. Sammy Davis Jr. would have been, how old? He was born in the state in 1925, so he'd been 90 today. He said, quote, "You always have two choices, your commitment versus your fear."
Yep.
Commitment, yep, I'm going to, and that certainly applies a lot to today and how we're living our lives. And so I can back that up with the quote of the day, which goes to Donald J. Trump, who said, "I want total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until it's all figured out." That was, I think, more he'd said it, and there's a press release, that sort of thing. Spoiler.
Until what is all figured out?
This
until
is controversial.
It's all figured out.
It's, until
it, what is it?
The ramifications of having if these you, people just coming in here without knowing whether they do have goodwill or not, in a sense. I don't know that he's thought it out that way. That's the way I would interpret it.
The problem with Trump is that you have to kind of be able to interpret what he's actually saying.
Well, the problem
because
with Trump is he
does a terrible job of
awful.
Telling you what he's really thinking. He just comes out with these blabbermouth
statements.
Well,
as a result of that, then, if you look at what's trending at DougStephan.com today, the complete shutdown on Muslims entering the U.S. without the rest of the quote is the headline.
Right.
Other things trending at DougStephan.com today, Homeland Security announcing revised terror alert systems. It's just always about fear and control and scare, more terrorist others. What the hell are you going to do? How would you have made it different in San Bernardino than it was? How would you have known or been able to prepare? This guy was part of what was going on, left, came back 20 minutes later with his wife and shot the place up. What is a terror alert system going to do to fix that? am I being naive? Am I being, Kenny, you dig around and do a lot of this stuff. What is
nothing,
there?
But all these people have to justify their jobs. So something.
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. Enough said on that.
Well, somebody was quiet here. Somebody knew what was happening with these people and didn't say anything. And that's,
well,
that's
who's the somebody?
Well, you know the mother.
Yeah.
The mother who's lived in the same house where they were making pipe bombs and storing a cache of guns.
Was she more concerned about the well-being of her children than she was the well-being of the community?
Apparently, yes.
Yeah.
And then you've got to think that the father who knew that his son had been radicalized...
Didn't say anything.
...should have stepped up at some point.
Yep. How many times do you see the same thing with parents?
Right.
How many shoot-em-ups, no matter where they... I mean, the same thing was with the guy that shot up the base.
When we see the white men do it, where their kids have been on some kind of psychopathic drugs for 10 years, whether it be Ritalin on up, and they don't do anything about it, they don't say anything about it, the Newtown, Connecticut thing. I mean, look at that kid.
Exactly. I was going to say that.
What a time bomb.
Yeah.
The mother bought the guns.
The mother bought the guns.
Yeah. The mother bought the guns.
Right. I mean, so there are crazies everywhere.
People know. And they're just not saying anything about it. And then they're like, I can't believe they'd ever do this.
Yeah.
Rick, you want to hear the funniest story of the day?
Yes, please, Richie.
Are you sitting at your computer right now, Bubba?
Yes, I am, Richie.
I want you to go to JebBush.com.
JebBush.com.
Yeah, go to JebBush.com.
All right, I will do that. I don't normally go to JebBush.
Nobody does, but go there and tell me what you see.
Jeb Bush.
One word?
Yep.
Trump on the top of the...
Donald Trump bought JebBush.com.
How is stupid?
He doesn't own JebBush.com.
Jeb Bush's official website is Bush 2016, and apparently he never bought JebBush.com.
Oh my!
So you know what Trump did?
That disqualifies him from ever being considered as somebody reasonably would be reasonably effective as a president. And you can't ferret that kind of stuff out. Or people on your staff are so behind the time, so old, so out of the loop that you don't check all of that stuff. I just hired a woman to work on all of this because it's so important now to have a constant presence and know what's going on in what used to be called the alternative media, but now it's the mainstream media. Hello, knock, knock. Anybody home at Jeb Bush's house? And he's got all those savvy kids around him. So what the hell are they thinking?
Apparently Donald Trump's kids are savvier.
Smarter.
In fact, the web gets Donald J. Trump. But if you put, I just wanted to see what happened if you just put in DonaldTrump.com, it redirects you to DonaldJTrump.com.
Sure.
Yeah.
He was smart.
Off.
He bought every operation, any web domain that could be him.
Bottom off.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
That's a good find, Richie.
That is hilarious.
15 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a thought on improving your health. Overall circulation is what's most important for you to get at the inflammation. Man, if anybody else, if I've had this experience with my shoulder, and I will tell you what I've learned about inflammation and what it does over the past year and a half or so since I fell off the truck and injured my shoulder. And I still am having, I'm being treated pretty much every day by physical therapists, the trainer, the massage people, the acupuncturist. I can work on this every day. Is it getting better? Yep. But what's the most effective way? What I found out, I don't know if any of you are familiar with cupping. Has anybody ever had any cupping done any place on their body? Nobody's had any done. Cupping is a way to bring to the surface the blood that's flowing through your body. So in this case, I was introduced to it by an acupuncturist. The cup is put on your skin, and they extract the air from the cup. And that pulls out, when doing that, it creates a vacuum that pulls the superfluous blood to the surface. There are places in your body where you've had injuries where the blood just sort of almost sits in a pool, whether you knew that or not. And so what happened in the case of my shoulder and my upper back is that the blood's just there causing all kinds of adhesions and things. So the cupping pulls it out. And then the blood flow goes back to normal and the inflammation goes down. But you need to have that circulation working and the best way, once you eliminate some of these problems, to get the blood around into your system is by making sure there's enough nitric oxide in your vascular system, your arteries and your veins, to get the blood to your muscles, to your heart, to your organs, all over your body. Your body needs this blood flow to eliminate inflammation. Inflammation causes death. So, if you want to put the brakes on death, I would suggest you call 800-655-4183. That's a pretty bold statement for me to make. But you know what? It really isn't that bold, because blood, the life blood of your body, literally and figuratively, this juice is the only way that you nourish this wonderful thing that has been created by this. I mean, when I saw that video the other day, Roberta, did you hear me talking about that? The Deepak Chopra video that started his lecture?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, the things
you're
that you learn about your body.
You've been talking a lot about it, Doug.
Say what?
You've been talking a lot
I
about
have,
that.
Because it yeah. impacted me greatly, frankly. And one of the things was seeing this video of, from conception to birth, what the baby's systems are all about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the blood is what, obviously, I mean, you don't have to be a genius. You can figure out the basics of having blood, needing blood, making sure the blood is healthy, not too much cholesterol, that sort of thing. But getting the blood around is the job of Super Beets. Super Beets is a nutritional gold mine, antioxidants, electrolytes, nitrates, nitric oxygen opens up the pathway. It relaxes the arteries, gets healthy blood pressure levels. Get them, if you've got a high blood pressure, this gets it down to where it needs to be. You've got good blood pressure, keeps it there. And you can get it two ways. The Neo 40 capsules that you can get is crystallized Super Beets. Put in your mouth, dissolves instantly, goes right into your system, absorbed right away, gives you a charge, gives you an uplift, gives you the kind of feeling that you need to get started positively each day. And then as you go through the day, things kind of slow down. You want to boost your circulation again. All natural Super Beets. Put a teaspoon in a glass of water, mix it up, drink it, like pretty much everybody on this program does, because we all have long hours. This is the way to resolve the flatness that happens during the day. Super Beets, Neo 40, get them together. 800-655-4183, 2 boxes of Neo 40, 30-day supply of Super Beets, free book on nitric oxide, saliva testing strips, it's all there. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Let's get to Roberta and her Queen of Cheap report, Richie, shall we? I want to say I'm Richie, why don't we?
Yeah.
He's good for the Queen of Cheap theme, but Roberta, you got the information.
The deep. Oh, wow, 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 wow. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, let's start with an offer just for today. It's from Groupon. Imagine getting an Apple MacBook Air for under $500. Yes, there's
what?
55%
under
off.
What?
Under $500.
Really?
It's 55% off.
Like $900 or something.
Yes,
they
normally do if you go into the Apple store. Yeah. That's why we're talking about this. It's a very short availability on Groupon. These are refurbished models, but I wouldn't worry about that.
So what?
It could have just been a scratch, and when they're refurbished, you know they've been completely tested through and everything is working correctly. So this is a fabulous deal, and you'll find it on DougStephan.com. You can also get a free movie ticket from Marlboro, so while you're coughing your way to death with cigarettes, you can watch a movie while you're at it. It's worth up to $13, and we tell you how to get it at DougStephan.com. Also, Staples, you can get a free $50 e-promo card spending $300 in Staples gift cards. Mm. So if you know you're going to be buying stuff from Staples throughout the year, just go and buy $300 worth of gift cards. You're going to use them anyway. Use them for yourself, and then get a $50 e-promo card from Staples. Also, the Body Shop is giving you up to $25 off of purchases. So you get $15 off an order of $50 and $25 off $75. And Groupon, you can also get, I just did this myself.
Really?
You spend $25 for a Papa John's pizza, and you get 2 free large topping pizzas. So basically, right, what you're getting is 3 pizzas for $25.
Check it out, Great Better deal. Living Box at DougStephan.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, here is the original song from our Christmas Star of the Day today. Frances Turaco, also known as Mo. We're starting with her music, even though it's not a Christmas song. Title track from Mo's debut EP, which was released about a year ago. She began singing at the age of 3. Father played Sinatra tunes from the Great American Songbook on the piano, and then she sang along. She played the lead role of Maria in The Sound of Music and Amber in Hairspray. But when she started drawing more significant attention to herself, she was delivering a stirring and memorable rendition of the national anthem in front of a crowd at the campus of Boston College. Got a degree in musical theater from Catholic University in Washington, selected to appear on the Katie Couric program as a model, filmed on Madison Avenue, and then a live appearance on the program developed. So you've had, you were on Smash, or you've been around, you have an indoctrination into the business, Mo, as it would seem. Why, do you like being called Mo? You must, or you wouldn't allow people to do it, right?
I do like being called Mo.
Yeah. That's a
I've
common...
I've been called Mo all my life.
Well, I think that's a common... I remember some youngsters who grew up with my children, Maureen, one of them, and they called her Mo. So it's a way to be remembered, more maybe than Maureen. Maybe you figured that out, right?
Yeah, well, you know, everyone called me Mo when I was younger, and my mom didn't think it was sick, mm-hmm. and then she started calling me Mo. So
really?
Once she started calling me Mo, I knew that was going to be my name.
Do you ever focus on how you sound when Mo listens to how Mo speaks or Mo sings? What do you think of the way you sound?
What do I think of the way I sound? That's a question. Well, you know, I hear myself, and I try to sound clear, so I'm hoping that I sound clear, that there's a message brought to each person, because I sing each song with meaning, because it does come from the heart. My lyrics are emotional lyrics, but they're also something that I want other people to feel in the music. So. Mm-hmm.
The reason I ask that question is because as I listen to you speak, it's different than listening to you sing. Oftentimes, people change the way you can't tell a person's... I'm very good at listening to people's voices and telling you who they are, if they've been around for a while. But I don't know that it's that easy to do when you're singing, because oftentimes your voice changes for whatever the reason. What I'm doing by asking you the question or paying you a compliment, because I think you have good diction, you have a voice that's clear and true, and so I wanted to sort of recognize that as a way of selling yourself. So now, you've got this career going. You've got a new single for Christmas. It's basically a medley of a couple of different songs. How do you think you're faring? Let me ask you, I asked you about your voice. How do you think you're faring in your career? Is it going in the direction that you'd hoped it would and as quickly as you want it to?
It is. It is going in the direction that I hope it would. You know, being able to hear my song on Sirius XM and have my family call me in the car singing the song, that's something that, you know, you don't get to experience every day. Uh-huh. So I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just excited to see where else, you know, it's going to go, what else is going to pop up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that you have a good attitude. As I said, I like your voice. Those of you who want to check Mo out, Mo Music One, MOEMUSICONE.com is where you find Mo's music and this Christmas song, I Heard the Bell on Christmas Day, with Starlight, a medley, the two of them together. We wanted you to hear some of that as we wish Mo well. Maureen Francis Taracco, say thanks to your mom.
I will.
Thanks to your dad as well. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, and the best of luck in your career.
One military family will win a full year of mortgage payments up to $30,000. That's the grand prize in a new sweepstakes from BBMC Mortgage, which aims to honor veterans and active duty personnel alike for their service. Todd Jones is the company's president of retail mortgage and an Army veteran himself.
Even though thank you is wonderful to hear, we feel it's our duty to express gratitude in a more tangible way through our mortgage-free year veteran sweepstakes for service members. Active duty military and veterans have also earned the right to a VA loan, and it's most often their best option because it makes homeownership more accessible. While there are 23 million veterans in America, only 1 million have taken advantage of a VA loan, and we hope to change that.
A second place winner will receive a trip to the 2016 Army-Navy football game. Active duty personnel and honorably discharged veterans who are 18 or older can enter now through December 31st. To learn more about BBMC Mortgage and to enter, visit mybbmc.com/sweepstakes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephan with Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and Kenny Kessler. The winningest ways of people, you know, oftentimes when you're getting a sober, you're sobered up as to what it takes to be successful, and you hear about the amount of money that baseball players make, for example, at shooting three, at hitting 300. 300 is considered a great batting average, but that's 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, I was reading something about Michael Jordan and what he says about winning, quite a bit different than what Charlie Sheen says about winning. And maybe you've seen this, Richie, from Michael Jordan, who said, quote, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots."
Yeah, I've heard this before. It's great.
"In my career, I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I have been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." So for those of you who think that you got to be successful all the time, you think I do a winning radio program every day?
Not even close.
Well, thank you. I encourage you. That was very nice, Rich.
I'm a little quick there when I say that out loud.
Without even Roberta's help, thanks very much. Anyway, and this happens a lot in relationships. Maybe more, you know, wherever it is, however you measure success or failure, there is a way, and I've just started thinking about this, actually.
I'm a big believer in failure.
Well, but in order to succeed, you got to fail.
Right.
And that can be in the same circumstance, whether it's a relationship. I mean, I would apply mine willingly to understanding relationships because I haven't done a great job of it over the years, but I haven't given it the time or the thought that I have because of the relationship that I'm in or that I care to be in is one that I find fulfilling. Is it successful? Well, I guess that that depends on which day it is. and failure, I mean, if it would end and everything's over, would that be a failure? Well, no, because I had 4 terrific years of learning a lot about me, about this person. So, but, you know, sometimes there are also phases you go through. You may love your job one day, and you may not like it the next day. I can't tell you that Kenny loves his job every day. I can't tell you that Richie loves his job every day. I can't tell you that Rich. I can't tell you that any of us do. There are very few of us. I'm one of the exceptions to the rule. Most of the time, whether I'm getting support from my staff or not, I'm happy on the air. I may be in the happiest place, at least when I'm supposed to be here, I am here. I'm not often someplace else because I need to be here, but I also like being here. And for me, the success, it isn't, my program has never been as successful as I want it to be. Is it a success? Depends on how you measure success. Does it have the biggest audience in radio? No. I could be really corny and say it has the best audience. There's a guy who used to be on, Jay Severin, who used to call his audience the best and the brightest. Well, he would say that. They weren't. I knew my audience was the best and the brightest.
And it is one of the biggest shows, you have to admit.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Right, it is. But do I make the most money? No. When you look at some of the salaries of the people that work for the big companies.
Oh, my God.
Wow, but I mean, that's
a whole
8 or 10
thing.
People.
Right. So, anyway.
You look at radio in general. And
yeah. The point is that in my life, I can measure successes and I can measure failures. I choose, sometimes I need a head adjustment. That's why I really believe in therapy and coaching and stuff, especially now, because if you don't. And people say, well, at your stage in life, aren't you settled? No.
Not even close.
Not even close to being settled in whatever my age or status in life is. I think life is a transition from day to day, moment to moment, hour to hour, whatever it is. And by the way, I think that life transitions into my belief, my spiritual belief is that we just transition into something else. I can remember spending a lot of time when I was younger being anxious about everything in life. I had anxiety attacks. I mean, I was just, because I was thinking I was expected to do, I do a lot of stuff with my life now. I've always done a lot of stuff with my life. I've always had 2 or 3 different businesses, and I'd go from beginning of the day to the end of the day. And to a point, some people saw me as successful. Did I have successful relationships? Not really. But that wasn't the only thing that made my life successful, so I guess I didn't think I had to have successful relationships. I had to be successful as a father, which fortunately I have been, or successful in certain things. I mean, I'm going back to Michael Jordan and what he said about being successful, but you have the desire to be successful, and that sort of wins the day, I think. I want to succeed in this endeavor, whether it's the relationship, whether it's the radio program, whether it's trying to straighten out what I need to do with my farms, whether it's in cultivating my relationship at work or cultivating my relationship, period, with the people that I care about. Happens that most of the people I care about, with a few exceptions, are people that I work with. The people on the radio with whom I spend more time probably than anybody else, unless you're talking about somebody you're sleeping with. And then my farm buddies who help me keep the farm going. And those are the two basic cores of my social stratum. I don't have a lot of social friends. I don't go to parties. For God's sakes, at 9 o'clock, I'm done. So I don't need that. But what I kind of need to know is that what it is that constitutes success is failure. And you ought to look at it that way, too. Failing gets you in touch with yourself, with your determination, how badly you want whatever it is that you're seeking. And the adversity of not being successful introduces you to a different way of thinking it. I remember my father telling me as a kid, maybe that's where this comes from. I didn't learn a lot from my father, but I learned some good things about sales especially. My father was a consummate salesman. And one of the things he told me when I was a kid, I'll never forget this, is he'd go in the front door and he'd present what he was selling. And if they said, no, thank you, he went out the door and he climbed in the window. That was always the visualization. If I get thrown out the front door, I'm going to climb in the window.
Climb through the window.
Yeah. And so that's what you get from listening to my father or Michael Jordan or, you know, any of the people. I remember Ted Williams used to talk about that as a baseball player. They pay me all this money and I lose more games than I win.
Especially don't take no for an answer.
Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah, never give up. There may be different approaches, but never give up. Okay, so that's my, I wanted to sort of thought about what's going on around us here. I'm a little upset at the news media, and I don't want to belabor the Trump thing because I think it's going to get belabored. But just so you know, Arianna Huffington wrote something, and I'm a subscriber to the Huffington Post. I read it along with 14 or 15 other sources every day. And she writes, as today's vicious pronouncement makes abundantly clear, it's also morphed into something else, an ugly and dangerous force in American politics. So we will no longer be covering his campaign. Now, that's the headline people are going to take away from it. What she said was, I will no longer be covering his campaign in entertainment. But that's not to say we'll be treating it as if it were a normal campaign either. So, but what they're doing is basing the decision, in this circumstance and others, on not the entire clip, not the soundbite. He says we need to completely shut down allowing Muslims to come into America until we get a handle on it. Now, the until we get a handle on it isn't being the focus. I don't know that I even agree. I don't know what to think. Honest and true, I really don't know what to think. Kenny, do we have any hope or help and direction from our Facebook folks, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday? Because sometimes we get a well-rounded approach from listeners who comment on this. And as much as I kind of want to stay away from a lot of the political shenanigans, this is something that goes a little deeper than that. So I'm just curious about what you have for comments, if anything.
Jerry says, I've enjoyed Trump's involvement in the GOP race, but his extreme and simplistic solutions to serious issues make it difficult to take him seriously anymore.
I think a lot of people feel that way after this, but part of it is the way he says things, as Richie pointed out earlier, and the fact that the news media is so completely against him that they take things out of context. But, you know, you can still draw the same conclusion if you listen to all of his words. That's up to you. What else, Kenny?
Ronald says, growing up after World War II, I remember endless debates about whether or not Americans could ever become Nazis as the German people did. The overwhelming opinion was, no, we couldn't. We were different. Now, with so many Americans backing Trump, it seems as if those who were so certain it couldn't happen here were wrong.
Really? So he's being equated to Hitler. I don't get that. What's that, Richie?
I mean, I've got his words here if you want to play them.
Yeah, go ahead. Play it again. We played them earlier.
It's him reading his statement. Yeah. So that's why he says Donald J. Trump.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
All right. So here's the way. If I were running for president and I had an attitude of concern, what I would say is we ought to shut down the whole system until we get a handle on it, because it's gone crazy. It's wild. There's so many people coming into this country who want to come here because it's a better place to be. But then what are we doing? How do we make sure that they aren't? I mean, we've got illegals all over the place. So you could say you shut the system down of legal immigration, but then
What does that do to the illegals? Does that mean more illegals will come because we've shut off the spigot for legals?
Same amount.
What does that? What does it mean? It's so complicated.
I think you're right. More people will try to get here through other channels.
It's just so complicated. It really is. All right. Anyway, food for thought. I want to talk.
By the way,
yeah,
you can get that whole statement. All you need to do is Google it.
Yeah.
Just Google Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it,
listen to it.
It's right there.
Yeah.
So that you know the whole story.
Yeah. By the way, in terms of where everybody stands, according to the latest polls, Cruz has a 24% chunk in Iowa. Trump is at 19%. Carson at 13%. For those who are interested in those numbers. It's 46 past the hour, speaking of numbers on Good Day.
In the U.S., we've made great progress in getting rid of deadly diseases, but recent measles outbreaks are a grim reminder that we're still at risk. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, vaccinating your child is one of the most important decisions you can make as a parent. Babies can be protected against 14 diseases by the time they're 2 years old, if they're vaccinated. Just as you'd never leave home without buckling your baby into a car seat, protect your child from infectious diseases as early as possible. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Learn more at healthychildren.org.
Sports 5 games were featured in hockey action last week.
Every year, millions of people rely on portable generators when they lose access to electricity. But some of them don't understand that a portable generator's carbon monoxide emissions can kill if their generators are used indoors. So we're here to clear the air. Always take your generator outside, away from windows and doors. When you take it outside, you distance yourself from the dangers of carbon monoxide. For more safety tips, visit TakeYourGeneratorOutside.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
All right, it's now 48 past the hour. So here's this op-ed piece that appears in the New York Times. A forensic pathologist by the name of Bennett Omalu. Is that how you pronounce the name, Kenny? It's O-M-A-L-U, Omalu, I believe. Would pronounce it. Argued for a unique approach to football's concussion crisis. No. Required children to reach the legal age of consent before they can play in the sport. He said, quote, we have a legal age for drinking, joining the military, voting, smoking, driving, and having sex. We must have the same when it comes to protecting the organ that defines who we are as human beings. This guy you may not know, but if you turned on any television programs in the past month or so, you hear the discussion about what he did, how he figured out what was going on. He did the research that is described in the movie that Will Smith is in, I believe, Kenny. Is that not correct? The film is called Concussion. Yes. It depicts his fight to prove that NFL players develop the brain disease chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is called CTE, as a direct result of football. And the NFL has tried what they could to keep this from becoming public knowledge. He argued in the op-ed piece that requiring children to reach a legal age before they play football allows them to make the decision for themselves as adults rather than to be pressured by parents and prospective coaches. You know, I think this is genius, frankly. This brings back to mind what Meredith and I talked about this, and she said, I said this on the air.
Yes, but.
The essence of... Right. Is that the first time I've used it today, Richie? I hope it is.
The first and last time you get to use the term the essence.
So what really Meredith's point is that these people get paid and they know what the risks are, so there shouldn't be all this hoopla about them. They've signed a contract, make a lot of money, they know what's going on. I agree with that when put that way. I think that when you're younger and parents encourage you to play football when you're 9 years old or in junior high school or high school, I think that that's irresponsible. All right, so yes, but.
you really don't get big enough, fast enough, strong enough to deliver the kind of hits that are going to cause damage.
But the other side of that, the other side but is that your body is still developing and you don't have the ability to do that. So if you do happen to get hit, bone structure being what it is, all those things.
Shut all jungle gyms down then too.
Shut all jungle gyms down. That's a new battle cry.
Banged his head, yeah.
Banged his head, really. Yeah. Well, food for thought. Check out that story if you want to have more info. It's posted today at DougStephan.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Blair's coming home for Christmas.
Blair's coming home for Christmas.
And she expects to see a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
And a Frosty?
Frosty the Snowman. Frosty the Snowman.
We're here for Frosty.
They want Frosty.
Well, they can't have him. You skip Christmas. Save the money and spend it on us for a change.
All right. So, shall we make a quickie quiz out of this? Movie quiz time, and you'll get, as a result of your figuring this out, by dialing 888-302-DOUG, you will be able to turn your smartphone and printer into a photo booth with the HP photo booth strips, Richie, that are going to be your prize if you can figure this out, if I am correct. If I'm correct, I know what the answer is. If you're correct, maybe that's a better way of putting it.
All right.
Hi. Got it? 888-302-3684. What is the name of this movie? This is Frosty the Snowman by the Charms from the movie that was number one during Christmas 2004. So, what's the movie? 888-302-3684. You get the HP photo strips paper if you have figured this out. And so I think we got enough info here just by listening to the sound. So we'll keep moving. As a matter of fact, Chucker has movie news. Star Wars fans starting their own competitive lightsaber league. That story. Coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my top holiday gift picks to satisfy every family member on your shopping list. LG's MusicFlow Wi-Fi and Bluetooth-controlled speakers let you build a great-sounding home audio network to fit most budgets and the size of your rooms. Easily stream music to all of your MusicFlow speakers at once or just to one single speaker from any mobile device via the MusicFlow app or your computer. The Slingbox M2 provides free and unlimited access to your home's cable or satellite receiver anywhere in the world from any internet-connected device. Slingbox's free app allows you to watch local sports and TV channels, DVR programs, and on-demand content during your holiday travels. There's even free live assistance to help with setup. Tech Gifts featuring Intel's core processor inside provide better performance, graphics, and battery life. Lenovo's Yoga 900 is powered by Intel's 6th generation core processor. The watch band hinge converts it from a laptop to a tablet or anywhere in between. The Yoga 900 will stay safe during the holidays and the rest of the year because it includes McAfee's LiveSafe. The Kodak Moments app provides an easy and convenient way to print photos, holiday cards, and gifts from iOS and Android smartphones. Receive your photo creations via direct home shipment or same-day pickup at a nearby CVS or Target store. Preserve your holiday memories by downloading the free Kodak Moments app right now. Happy holidays while you do your holiday gift shopping. I'm David Gregg from BehindTheBuy.com.
I'm Doug Steffen from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Let's say hi to, Pat first in Aberdeen, Washington. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm very good.
That's good. You'll be better because I think you have the right answer. How's that for help and promotion?
There you go.
What do you have?
Christmas with the Cranks.
Christmas with the Cranks. What made you remember that? What was there about the movie itself that was memorable in your mind?
You know what? It's just a really good movie. I just DVR'd it, as a matter of fact.
Really? Good
yep.
for you. So you're right you're in the winning column, winning. Hold on a second, Pat. Okay. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. All right, so, Chucker, folks at Star Wars, even if we look at the calendar, what are there, 2 weeks? When does Star Wars start?
The night of the 17th.
All right, so a week from this Thursday, right?
Yes.
All right. There's a group of fans in France have found a great way to pass the time. They started a competitive lightsaber league. The Saber Sport League describes itself as France's premier lightsaber school. So if you want to see the story, at DougSteffen.com, the craziness begins. And so,
well, I'll say this in a direct to Rich. They got to be more entertaining to watch than the Washington Redskins. I'll say that.
Yeah, anything's better than that.
All right. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks if you have tickets to the Star Wars movie. A, yes, I got them the first day they were available. B, I'll take my chances at the local theater. C, probably wait till it's been out a few weeks. D, I'm sick of the hype. I'm not sure I even want to see it. E, doesn't even open till next week. What's the rush? So let's do a little quick poll. Richie, you have tickets to see Star Wars yet?
I tried to buy tickets the other day, which was a lesson in futility.
All right, what about you, Chucker?
Well, it's playing at the community theater.
All right, you're a theater.
The board of directors.
Okay,
so I'm Kenny,
you have them. Kenny be the first one in line for this.
Yep.
He's got his already. Roberta, you?
Nope.
You want to go see it?
I'm not worried.
Not worried. No, I'm not either.
I go see it in New Orleans. Yeah. I usually am the only one in the theater.
Well,
really?
Advanced projections say it's going to open at $300 million at the box
office
for its first 3 days.
For the first week.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you're the only one in the theater for Star Wars, they got to shut that city down and stick it off the coast.
I tell you, it's hilarious.
Good Lord. Yeah. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you for being here.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.